child in the middle school and in the high school. I was listening on Zoom, but I drove down here. I am not in the same boat. I do want to thank the school board for listening. I did not know this was happening, so my notes are a little scattered. I do want to say it sounds like a lot of people are experts in the legal field and the medical field tonight. I'm not sure of everybody's expertise. There is a lot of information being presented, but being loud does not always mean you're right. I do think there's a lot of parents on the other side of this. Masks do prevent transmission of not only COVID, but if you can see, we had very limited flu last year. There was a lot of COVID. We are in the middle of this Delta surge, which one woman said there was no pandemic. I don't think the legal ease that she was quoting can tell us that there's no pandemic going on. Again, masks do prevent harm. There is no study that shows us they do not. Real scientific peer-reviewed studies are out there. People are quoting studies that have been retracted. The information online is not always correct. Please look at your sources. There are more pediatric cases. The news is real. Stand up, comment. I don't know what you people,
what people think.
It is not fake. It is happening. People are dying of COVID. Young people are dying of COVID. Parents are dying of COVID and leaving their children.
People die every day.
Everyone has their chance to speak, and we've asked respect for each speaker, regardless of if we agree with your opinion or not. I said that at the beginning.
And I did
say,
obviously, I'm part of minority, and I'm a little bit.
Let me finish for a second.
Sorry.
Again, I said this continually now. I've let every single one of you speak to the entirety of your position, so I've asked multiple times to respect every single speaker. I have said multiple times, again, the next interruption is going to be disruptive, and we're going to start going to the next level of the meeting. Again, please just be respectful, whether you agree with the opinion or not. This is a board meeting. Every individual has been given their 2 minutes to speak. So again, I apologize for interrupting. You can continue.
Okay, I'm done almost. Pfizer is approved for people 16 over. It is FDA full approval. Moderna is emergency approval. Nothing that treats COVID is actually approved. Vents, monoclonal antibodies, they're emergency approved. They are not actual FDA approved. The school is giving our families these tools. They're giving us their, you know, the healthcare system is giving us these tools, the vaccine, mask. The school wants to keep your kids in school. This is helping keep them there, not quarantining them, not having to send them home, not having to do online school. They're going to be able to do sports. I know it's hard, and I'm sorry, I'm very nervous. I think that's all I have to say, but we want to keep our schools, our teachers, our employees safe. And only 6% of the documented COVID cases recently in Pennsylvania are in vaccinated patients. 6%. That means 94% of cases are in unvaccinated patients. Please consider the vaccine. We're dying out here in healthcare because—
Do you have some in your trunk?
No, but you can walk into Walmart, you can walk into Rite Aid, you can walk into CVS. Call your primary care provider. Your doctor and medical provider will give you the information that is the best for you. Talk to them. Thank you so much.
Thank you.